This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Russian forces launched one of its greatest attacks on Ukraine on Friday. Anna Chernikova, who's in Kyiv, spoke with VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program earlier.
We know that there were more than 70 missiles that Russian forces shoot across Ukraine, and more than 60 were destroyed by air defense.
Three people were killed when an apartment block was hit in the central Kyiv region, and another person died in shelling in the Kherson city region. The United States will also provide additional security assistance to Ukraine. National Security Coordinator for Strategic Communications John Kirby told VOA air defense capabilities are becoming a chief requirement of Ukraine's military after Russia's unprecedented airstrikes.
Search team scoured.
Sorry, that's the wrong piece of sound. At least one person has died and 10 more were injured on Friday after protesters attempting to storm the Peruvian airport clashed with police and the army. Armed forces fired tear gas and shots in the air to disband the group of pro-ex-President Pedro Castillo protesters attempting to storm the Ayacucho's Alfredo Mendivil Duarte Airport runway. Two ministers have also resigned on Friday following the deadly protests in the nation that have left a death toll of at least 16. Hundreds of protesters also marched in the southeastern Iranian provincial capital of Zahedan on Friday, marking 3 months since the death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini while in police custody, sparking nationwide anti-government unrest. PNN reported that those protesters were also taunting Iranian security forces, including